What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Tulos Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to Tulos.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love is Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and welcome to Artist Spotlight. And today we have a very special guest. I feel like this guy was a friend of mine from the day I met him. He holds no punches. He's probably the most straight up Christian man I've ever met in my life. Like, when I say Christian man, I mean because he don't play when it comes to that. And let me tell you how much you know he's my friend. I have a read up that I'm gonna read in, that I have to read in. That's how you know. By the way, don't try this at home. If you come in here and try to give me some shit, you are not Major. Okay, I need to put that out there. My brother Major is an actor. He's a platinum singer, soul singer, and an actor. He's a great person. He's a husband.
I am.
He fights for artists. He stands up for what's right. He is probably one of the most honest stand-up men that I've ever met in this game. He was one of those guys that when I left him, I looked at myself. I like what I saw, but I was like, damn, he at least made me look at myself.
There's always room to be greater.
Let's give it up for Major. Let's go. So Major, how's life been lately, man? Like, you came in and lifted the whole studio up. You're in town. You're getting money. We are saying thank you on record.
They call me the hope dealer. You know, that's what I do. I deal hope for a living. I amplify it because in all spaces, there's always room for more of it. But, you know, life has been lifing.
Yes.
And I think it's been lifing for all of us. One of the things that I just, not to start too deep, but I just want to clarify it so when we get into the conversation, they understand. When I speak on this hope thing, I'm not just speaking from a fluffy standpoint. I'm really speaking to a definition and understanding that hope is not the denial of reality. It's the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. So we're not going to pretend circumstances aren't real. We're not going to pretend that hardship and difficulty and challenges aren't real. We're going to realize that at the end of the day, while that stuff does what it does, there is a promise that we will always get through the storm, because every single storm runs out of rain. Name one that didn't. You can't. We talk about it because it's over now. So I'm in that bag, but life is lifing. So I'm hoping and healing at the same time. And I'm here with my brother Ray.
I love you, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so let me just tell you. Tell you something, Rick. I want to tell you something. For the people that sometimes see these shows and see me talk to people, I want y'all to know that I've been in the music business 20 years.
Yes, you have.
I've been in media for 2. So it's 18 years of me being in the trenches. I've seen people. This guy... He really means what he says. I remember I was trying to sign him when This Is Why I Love You dropped. I remember I was at Interscope. I was pushing to get the deal done. And Interscope said no for whatever reason. But you were just so like, bro, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because what's for me is for me. And by the way, this is when the record is not platinum. It's not even gold. It's
not
just
at that time.
He just loved
man.
It. And I and
not at that time, mate.
But it is now.
But it is now. Yeah, no, I could go to Chick-fil-A, and I don't know if they're sponsors yet, but I could go to Chick-fil-A and get all the chicken nuggets I want, my guy. Hey! Not because I'm hungry, but because I can afford it.
That's right.
12 count, 24 count,
and
just
and, and by the way, didn't sell your soul.
Didn't sell my soul.
And by the way, we see so many people lose themselves, sell their soul to be in this, and that's the thing I admire about you. And I ain't going to lie, Major, when I left you, I was like, that nigga crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm being, because it was like, because you know, like, you try to, like, you guys have seen me on this platform. I give these, like, you got to do this. And everything I said, he was like, no but God.
Yeah.
No but God.
Yeah.
And I'm just, and by the way, I believe in God. My faith is so different now. I know God now. Yeah. I used to believe in God, but now I know God, right? God. So when you said
that's a bar.
Yeah, we gotta
that's
take
a real
moments.
Bar right there.
He's saved from, you know, he's from Atlanta, but this is New York. They move real fast.
Yes.
They drop gems and keep moving. You know, but we're going to pause. There's a thing called Selah, biblically. Mm. It's a Hebrew expression that basically means to pause and to be still in the moment, to reflect on what God is doing and what is happening for you.
Mm.
And we got to do a Selah on that one, because at the end of the day, life is going to life, and how you choose to embrace it, how you choose to rise up in it, is going to make the difference. And when you just said, I believed in God, but now I know God, it hits different.
Yeah.
And that's what's showing up in what you're doing, man. When I saw you at the Grammys this past one, and y'all took home the freaking songwriter of the year.
Yes, sir.
That hit me, Doc.
Yes, sir.
And to know that's a testament of knowing God at work in real time, because we're talking about all of the stuff that you're doing in that moment. I'm on the Grammy board at the time, and that wasn't what it was when we first met.
Yes. No, it wasn't.
But that's a knowing God and walking with God.
Yeah.
So we're going to say lie in that. And I thank you for letting me have that moment.
And I thank you because when I left, you know, this is at a time where a gatekeeper still mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And the gatekeepers had whatever reason, but you knew it was something more. I want to ask you, I don't know if I've met an artist with more faith than you.
Mm.
Like, you know, even the marriage piece, if you want to bring that up. Like, like everything about you, I've never met someone like that. Who instilled that in you?
Early on in life, I was 3 years old when I told my mom I wanted to be a famous singer and a pastor. And
that's what I see, a famous singer and a pastor.
It's crazy because I move in this space, and it's so unorthodox, because I really thought gospel music was going to be my route. But the doors weren't opening to me in gospel, because believe it or not, industry is industry.
Yes.
And people are people everywhere, whether they claim
politics
Christian or
are
not,
there.
It's all there. And those doors weren't opening for me. But I said, I can no longer chase the embrace of the uninterested.
Mm.
I can't do that. I can't chase the embrace of the uninterested in this life where there is so much more available to me beyond that I'm looking at, or that which I think is the only option.
Mm.
There's too much more for me. And so for me, my faith has just been built because my mom made sure that the principles, my stepdad made sure that the principle of knowing who God is, leaning into the faith and understanding that if you give God your work, you start with the belief, but you give him your commitment of the work. You invest in that. It's a no-brainer that in due time it's going to unfold.
You just gave me something, the way to look at it. If believing in God is waiting for something to show up,
mm-hmm.
believing something's going to happen, knowing God is knowing that I got to do my part and he'll meet me there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that believe that's like, please, but like, and I hate to be like the Christian guy, because that's not the brand, but it is the brand.
Mm.
It's God made, right?
It's the world at the end of the day, biblically, love.
Yeah.
God is love.
God is love.
Love is God.
Yep.
And so we can't escape it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have different names for it, but at the end of the day, it's God, love.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep coming back to center. We can talk about the song eventually, you know, that changed my life. But that's really all that I know that I am called to do is speak hope in love, hope in life, and hope in future, but to welcome people back to this table of life and love.
Yeah.
To let everybody know that there's a seat for all of us, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the gatekeepers are no longer the gatekeepers because they were never meant to be.
Nope,
that's right.
And at the end of the day, when love has defined a thing and has established a thing, all the things that try to build themselves up will come crashing down, because at the end of the day, love is going to have the final say.
Mm.
And
that's
so
real.
If you be love, you're going to be prosperous. Be love in all the things that you do. Choose love anyway. Not like, but love.
Yeah.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It keeps no record of wrong, Ray.
Yes.
I know some jokers and done some stuff.
Nah, talk your stuff.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You know, show and prove to anybody. Mm. Love endures. It hopes. It suffers long, but it conquers all.
Yep.
And that's what I want us to lean into, man. That's what I sing about. Every single song, Better With You In It.
You know, that's by the way.
That's your baby girl song.
You know, that, you yes, little, that's my, bruh, that is one of the, I'm still expecting that record.
Yeah.
To come out,
it's gonna be something. I'm telling you, there's some retroactive stuff that's about to happen for me in the new season that I'm in. I know people are discovering things that I thought they should have known by now and everything. But you know, it's all about timing and pace. Pace is grace, man, and in due time, it all unfolds. It's not easy. It's not as easy as it said.
Yeah.
But when you lean into this thing called faith, you just move with the pace of grace. And I'm telling you, in short time it unfolds.
Mm.
I saw this. I knew we were gonna sit down and meet.
Sure.
When you came on your show, I'm so proud of you though.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm really proud of you, bro.
I'm proud of you too, bro. Because they don't understand. We've been in them rooms when it was no tomorrow. It was just like, we got to figure this shit out now. And
yeah.
It worked. So yeah. I already know.
Shout out to Harmony for
shout
introducing
Shout out to Harmony Samuels. We got to meet your friend.
Absolutely.
And I love, this is why I love you, but I used to come to the studio just to hear, my life is better with you in it.
Yeah.
Man, that's a good. So listen, this is Artist Spotlight. So I obviously we could talk about journeys, but I want to talk about the man and how you seen music. Mm-hmm. You've always had like a pure approach to music. You did what you felt, right? Mm-hmm. We know this. We know how many artists have been in rooms singing what didn't feel right, but it was like, let's try it because, man, we don't know what's gonna work.
Yeah.
You never did that.
No, only one song. Only one song.
What song is that? Tell me.
It's a song called Keep On that's on the first project. Because for some reason, somebody said, he's got to compete up against, you know, Trey Songz and them. And you should have saw, I did, it's Kevin McCall on it. And a lot of people love the song. But it's not fully me, but it had a little classic man in it, you know, because I was doing the big band stuff. But we were trying to make it make sense, but... That was only one. Yeah. It was only one shot. It's cool, but no, the true you. If I don't know where my camera is that one?
All of these cameras. Oh, let's go.
Listen, the true you is the greatest you.
Mm.
Just be cool. That's one thing I've have seen consistently about you, bro.
See, I'm sitting back. I'm like, don't.
It is one thing I've seen consistent about my brother Ray. And it's and New York folk kind of have it naturally too. So I'm gonna give it to y'all. You know, all right, you're welcome. But just be cool. The definition of cool is the unapologetic embrace of your uniqueness.
Mm.
When you embrace your uniqueness, you find your distinction.
Mm.
And right in the heart of your distinction, you unlock your superpower. Mm. And then you can't be stopped. For the longest, for me, I was like, okay, I gotta do a little of this and a little of this in order for it to work. And it wasn't until I just said, Major, be Major. Your mama named you Major, so we gonna be Major. And literally, that's when I discovered, that's my superpower.
That's when it all came
and
together.
And that's what cool is.
Yes.
People call cool, when you say, oh, they just cool, it's because they're doing them unapologetically.
Being themselves.
And you've been that, Ray.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Thank you, bro. I ain't gonna lie, it's surreal, because, you know, we've only seen each other in L.A.
Yeah,
like, I feel like we're
in
Atlanta kicking it, but it's like, I seen that. So I want to ask you, tell me, so Major's a store, right? Like, I like what you said about comparing me to Trey Songz, comparing you to Trey Songz. Because
and it was other artists.
I'm only standing.
Just so we're clear.
I'm only standing to say this, that the only three things that you and Trey have in common is that you're black, you can sing, and shit, you have great songs. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no difference. I mean, outside, there's nothing else that sets you on the line with him outside of young black, and he can sing, and you're good looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the point I'm saying is that how many artists, shit, I'll be honest, us, our city, like Rock City, the first song we put out was a record that they wrote for Trey Songz that the label was like, no, that should be y'all record. And it was like, but it wasn't in their voice. It wasn't Trey. You never gonna sing Neighbors Know by Name, right? You, and Trey is never gonna sing This Is Why I Love You. He's never gonna sing My Life Is Better With You In It. But I'm asking you, how did you create the character Major? And I know what you're saying, like, just be Major, but like,
well, I'm on a perpetual evolution, because when I first met Harmony, he met me while I was also being fashioned in big band.
Yes.
It was going to compete with Buble, like the black Buble, and it was a big tech guy with a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And I had the pomp and circumstance around recording projects at Capitol with Barbara Streisand's folks, some of the biggest folks, and I loved that, but it wasn't only me.
Yeah.
I literally am a gumbo of experiences. Ooh. I went to the Berklee College of Music. Before Berklee, I did an intensive at Juilliard. Before that, I was at the Houston Grand Opera Voice Studio, the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. That's Brian Michael Cox, Robert Glasper, LaToya Luckett, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's this pedigree of the making of all of these things, and I had all these sounds, and I was going to try to line it into like all of this difference and diversity. I was going to like bring it into gospel, because I'm like, I'm a do this for gospel, and it's gonna be like big, like it's gonna be all of this stuff, and they're just gonna be like, I can't take anymore. And gospel was like, I remember a lady saying at Sony, I'm not gonna call your name out, because you tried to sign me now, you tried to sign me more recently, but you told me at the time, we already have a gimmick. We don't need a gimmick. And they described a very popular artist that's out there, and he didn't even know that his label saw him as a gimmick. And it was wild, because I admire this artist so much. And I'm like, he doesn't even know that that's how they see him as well. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people call different gimmicks.
Yeah.
Until it becomes the norm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was this evolution. I get to Harmony, because when I got to LA, I knew Rodney Jerkins, Harmony's mentor, and Rodney and David Foster were going to work with me as well. They were going to do this 808's big band thing, and it was going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But Rodney was developing his group, Purple Rain, at the time, and so we had to focus on them. That was with Victoria Monet and all of them, Siobhan and Toya. But then, you know, I meet Harmony. And I remember meeting Harmony in the basement of Rodney's studio and saying, you're very talented, man. You're going places. Harmony's thinking I'm this big shot millionaire. And I was leaning in with it too. And he had no idea. I was like, who's going to work on my project?
Exactly. Like,
and so I end up, Harmony hears me singing at church, just like worshiping. And he says, yo, we need to talk. Fast forward, he says, you're more than this. Your authentic sound is God.
Mm.
It is soul. And we have to, you can have all that other stuff, but don't abandon this.
Yeah.
And I leaned into that unapologetically. And bro, when I tell you, it just naturally started flowing, where doors were just opening in ways where I didn't have to try.
Yeah.
And even if we were trying to knock on doors, because it's always that when you're trying to get somebody to buy into it. But it was something that Harmony gave me permission to do, that was be you. Like, they'll catch on.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure it's excellent.
Yeah.
So when they do hear it, they can. It's undeniable.
Mm.
And so that's really what the evolution has been. I love to see people win. That's the content of what I write. You know, I did some stuff for Nathan Sykes and a bunch of other people, writing for other people, vocal producing Ariana and JoJo and a bunch of different people. And so, yeah, man, I'm ever evolving, bro. I'm for caterpillar to butterfly, to caterpillar to butterfly, over and over. But it's right now I'm in this Americana bag that is Americana soul. Think Bill Withers and Ray Charles ran into Mumford and His Sons, or you know, Ray Charles and Coldplay just went there.
Mm.
John Legend and Coldplay just went there, and you got Major. because it's soul play, man. It's you were yawning. Were you yawning while I was talking? Zoom in on the yawn. Zoom in on a yawn. See, that's one thing about them New Yorkers. They gonna do what comes natural.
I ain't got 'em yawning.
You better have been yawning because you had a long day, not because I bored you.
Very long day.
Okay, you can't so talk to me. Tell me what you thought about what I said.
Everything. Very, very strong. Very strong in your faith. Now I'm with you. I'm paying attention. You're gonna catch me.
Well, I want to say something though. For all the artists watching, God. I want y'all to understand something. Notice how Rick nor Ray has to drive any momentum. We don't have to drive any confidence. We don't have to do anything to this man. Just let him talk.
That's it.
And to me, that's what it's about. Because when you open your mouth, your passion will show.
Yeah.
And people will follow. Because they like, I don't know what this guy does, but I like what he's talking about.
You know, Ray, I wrestle with it.
Okay.
When given opportunities to share that are welcoming like this, it's such a good feeling because I can pour and I can share and I can give. I have a lot to give, and much of what I share is never for the benefit or the sole benefit of myself. I literally want to help somebody in the moment. Like, I am considering even my brother behind the camera right now that something I say is going to empower him for his next move to know that he's qualified to show up well in it.
Yes.
And my guy over here, you know, we gonna.
I got. Don't worry about it. I know what it is now. It's a computer. Go ahead. We I'm gonna shut it down. I'm gonna just turn it out. It's okay. Go ahead.
I mean, it's editing. We can always. You know. Yeah, it's editing, Christian. You can. You heard the sound. You should have said. You heard the sound. You said. You should have said cut.
So, I gotta ask you a question. Yeah. You're rare. You actually have an independent platinum record.
Yeah.
What does that do to you and everybody that you like? Is that like crossing over like online, and it's like, you know what, I'm not saying I don't have more to go, but I don't have to.
To be fair, I have to give respect and honor to Ghazi at Empire.
For sure.
Because yes, it is an independent pursuit. The dollars are way different. The backing is way different. But the strategy and commitment that they provided me definitely helped me to realize something that I thought could only be realized with the major label experience. Now, I don't think it's happenstance that my mama named me Major and that I would be in a space where I am moving as an independent artist. So God's intention, the grander intention, is that I will always know, regardless of the lack of resources, that I'm still Major.
Yes.
And so I'm moving that, and I'm grateful, because one thing I did learn from you is that a hit ain't a hit until it hits.
Yes.
You can have great songs.
Yes.
And you can believe that it will become a hit.
Yes.
And you can by faith speak it that it's a hit.
Keep going.
But it ain't a hit until it hits. And Why I Love You hit.
Yes.
And it's still hitting. And it's timeless. And it's scary how much it has impacted so many people. My guy Stevie Wonder said, I believe this will be the wedding love song for years to come.
I was just about to say, how many weddings have you done?
Bruh, I've done a lot of weddings. I don't accept all of them because at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to be the wedding guy. Yeah, right. However,
I called you by the wedding.
Because they pay nice. Very nice.
What?
You know, and the value. Shout out to Kenny Lattimore, who also has a wedding song called For You.
Yeah.
That is going nowhere.
At all.
At all, ever. It will never die. It is special. It is special. It is special. Kenny told me, you're worth more than what you're charging. Because early on, I thought I was doing it when people were calling me for that $1,000. Can I get you for that? He says, absolutely not.
Yes.
You are this price. And, you know, that also helps people realize that if they can't afford it, play the record.
That you're not a wedding singer. By the way, let me tell you something funny. I called him because one of my boys was getting married a couple years ago. He wanted you to sing. And he said it to me. He said, Ray, I'm not going to lie. Because I think it was right around, the Joe Biden was running against Trump. He was like, Ray, I ain't going to lie. I'm really in this political world. I'm telling you now, the president called me to do this. This is right around this day. I'm going to the president. I'm telling you now, Ray. So they can try to book me or they can just play the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, play the song. And by the way, let me tell you what it was, though. Let me tell you what made it interesting. You know, how sometimes people put your friends on you, like, Aaron, I know you know Ray Daniels.
Right.
I can count on you making sure he's there. Okay, cool. Now, and it's like, hold the fuck on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I know him. But this still his business. He ain't going to just fly to Atlanta for me for the day and sing a song. And he was like, but they can play it. But I wanted to ask you. So can you do it for
me? I really have to tell people this is no slight. And this is the wild thing. I don't just accept the big shot weddings.
Yeah.
Because a lot of reality shows call me to do to do their weddings. Mm-hmm. A lot of TV, a lot of famous people that are like, I'll put you up in a bungalow and do this. There was one guy, a real crazy conservative, and I'm not, I'm a moderate, so I respect the conservative values, but was crazy, racist and everything, and literally wanted me to sing Why I Love You for his wedding in Hawaii. And he says, I will cover anything. He was like, I'll triple the cost. And if I don't feel that it is what I should do, mm-hmm. I am not doing it. Integrity matters to me.
Yes.
And so people that are everyday people can sometimes book me.
Yeah.
And the football player that might not be able to. I literally, it has to speak to me because that's a sacred song for me.
Ooh.
Play the record.
Hold on. I want to say.
If you want to play a game.
Can you tell the world how, this is one of my favorite stories. I tell artists all the time. Can you tell the world how you came up with This Is How I Love You? Like, I just want them to hear.
Song is Why I Love You.
Okay.
Country folks say, This Is Why I Love You.
I'm country.
Or This Is How I Love You. And it's so funny because they know this song, but they just say it different.
Yes.
And I'm just like, it's all right as long as you get the record. So I can go back to Chick-fil-A and get some more chicken
nuggets.
We want them nuggets.
Waffle fries.
We want them nuggets.
Because the waffle fries is a perfect compliment.
Period.
All right? I'm on set of a web series. Shout out to Kevin Fredericks, who's passed away a couple years ago. He's a brother of a guy named Kev on Stage. And we're doing a web series, and it's low budget.
Yes.
And I'm in between gigs, so I had time.
I already say, this is low budget.
I had a
lot of time on your hands.
Record wasn't out yet. Yes. I remember, Harmony, when after he got me from working with the billionaire, and I had all the pomp and circumstance, Harmony said, I can promise you records. I can't promise you a chef.
No.
So we can go to Chick-fil-A any day.
Exactly.
But anyway, I'm on this set of this web series, and they're saying for lunch, we're going to have sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches. You're going to feed me sandwiches, all the work I just did.
Oh, man.
I said, tell me what kind of sandwiches. What are the options? They said, ham, turkey, or veggie. I said, I don't want any of that.
Okay.
Right.
My guy is on the piano, Jor-El Quinn. Shout out to Jor-El, playing lullaby music. They say, Major, what kind of sandwich do you want? I said, chicken salad sandwich. I want a chicken salad sandwich because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. They said, do that again. I said, chicken salad sandwich. Woo! A chicken salad sandwich because I'm hungry. And they posted it on Instagram. And Instagram had just taken off. And it went viral. And on Instagram, viral at that time was 1,000 views. I thought I was killing.
Yeah, 1,000
Harmony views. Calls me and says, Major, where'd you get that song? I said, it just came to me, Harmony. And he says, that's a hit. I said, I'm trying to tell the people we should probably pitch it to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or something like that. And he said, nah, take it down. And I said, first off, I'm a grown man. don't talk to me any kind of way. They know I tell jokes and stuff. Yeah. I'm a Christian and stuff, but I'm a grown man.
I'm a man, though.
You ain't going to tell me to take something down.
Exactly.
And he said, no. It's a hit song. Take it down. Come to the studio. So I took it down.
Beta Blue Digital is the first ever official hip-hop sync licensing company created. The platform is an alternative outlet for artists and producers to monetize their music outside of the traditional DSPs and the conventional music industry. It is 100% free. No subscription fees. No hidden fees. All submissions are non-exclusive. They currently have 7 partnerships and counting with other music publishing companies and more to come. They are in an aggressive expansion phase. So any and all music executives, music supervisors, major artists, major labels interested in jumping on board for opportunities, it's time to join the movement. Beta Blue Digital, let's go.
Yeah, because right, because I'm a man, I made my decision.
Yep.
And I get to the studio and he says, it's a love song in that. And he says, we got to sing about love. And I said, okay. He says, you ever been in love? I said, no. I said, nah, I've had my heart broken because I chased love that didn't love me back. And she know who she is. God bless her.
Yep.
God bless you, baby girl.
I said, the only consistent love I know is my mama and God. And he says, well, sing about God. And I said, yes, because at the end of the day, that's the gold imprint on how you do love.
Mm.
And I said, I'm gonna write a love letter to God, and love wrote me back. And now we have This Is Why I Love You. And when I tell you,
no, why I love you. I'll correct you now.
You know what's
correct
crazy?
You now.
And you know what's crazy is after I said it, I was like, I done said it the wrong way.
He got me.
And you caught it.
So yeah. I'm telling you, I'm on point.
You on it, bro?
This is how our conversation would be all
Did
day.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know it? Have you heard this song before?
I have.
If you lied to me, I'm going to send you.
No, I'll be honest with you. I don't know nobody black in America
that hasn't heard that song.
It's crazy.
It is literally a Negro spiritual. It is our celebration of
really
love.
It is really crazy. But you know what's wild? It's I wanted to give people a way to understand what love really is.
Yes.
It's true love is reciprocity.
Yeah.
True love, when realized, is a giving that's not absent of being able to receive back. Mm. If I'm the only one giving and I receive nothing in return, that's not true love.
Yeah.
If I'm the only one receiving and not giving anything in return, that's not true love. But if we're both giving, if we're both pouring, nobody's left empty.
Mm.
That right there is love. And so I sang a song that would give people the blueprint, because we had enough songs to tell you how you messed up. You mishandled love.
Yeah.
You didn't love me enough. You didn't love me right. So let me give them a song that purely says, this is why I love you. This is how to love. And bro, it has, I remember saying, this can be sang in so many spaces. Funerals, breakups, weddings, proposals, baby showers. They singing this song in churches. And I'm like, this is amazing. This is amazing. Rock City,
you and your guys
got a whole bunch of hits. But I got this one, and I'm telling you, God dog it, it done changed my life.
This is why I love you. This is why I love you.
You know, and for the longest, I was like, God, can you give me a couple more of the same one? He's like, listen, be grateful for what you have. And I'm going to say right now, I'm grateful for that song. I'm grateful for that song, and I'm going to sing it to the day I die. I don't care if another person comes up to me, because they keep coming up to me thinking they're the only ones, but they like, we used this song for our wedding. I'm like, you did. And I'm honored every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Bro. It doesn't get old.
It doesn't. Yes. It doesn't.
That's crazy, man. Like, so my favorite song is still Better With You In It.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're watching if you're watching this, My Life Is Better With You In It feels like if Frank Sinatra was in The Trap.
Yeah. Woo, I love that one.
It feels like Sinatra in The Trap, but he black and he's celebrating love and it's still hitting hard.
To be loved is not a given. Should be cherished like a ribbon in the sky taking flight on a ride where it won't come down. But if you see like I see, you will realize it's just a dream that we're awakened and overtaken by the scene. My life is better with you in it. Yeah. Hey, hey.
And I would come, you know, yeah, I would be, baby. No, Aaron, I would be in the studio with him in harmony. He'd tell you, like, I'd be like, in the middle of a meeting, like, yo, before I leave.
Play that.
You play that real quick, like, loud as hell. Like, I was like, this song is it. And I remember I got mad because I was so invested in this song. And I ran into you one day and I was like, when is it coming? And you said, it's coming summer. And I was like, drop that shit now. You're like, no, research says. You know what you told me, right? You said, research said. It was something like that.
That's not fair.
What happened?
That's not fair. That's
it was something
fair.
Like that, though. You
because,
know what?
No, Empire was telling me to wait on that one. And I was just speaking back the research that they gave.
But you said it, but I was like.
But I also said, I don't want to just drop it because I don't have resources to support it. Yeah. Like, unless they're my resources. Like, actually, at the time, I did have a little more resource, but I didn't know about using my own money to back certain things.
Sure.
Now I realize I can support my own stuff. I didn't realize.
I'm making a bold prediction. Today, in the next 18 months, that record is going to go viral.
Yeah,
and whatever your price is, it's gonna triple it. Yeah. By the way, it might quadruple it because this is why
it's
I love you. This is why I love you is so incredible and it's so timeless. When we're dead and gone,
there are
gonna
be
people singing that at weddings, and so you already got that in history.
Yeah,
but this is Better With You In It is gonna be the record that opens up other doors because it's its own genre.
Yeah, it's really special, and I want you. I agree and I receive that, and I really believe like there's a retroactive thing that's going to happen, because one of the things that I realized is, have you ever kind of been ahead of your time?
Of course.
Yes. And so that's like what I exist as. While I'm wise beyond my years, as are you.
Yep. Thank you. Same here. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, it's a pedigree thing that we click on. But I definitely know that there's a lot of content that I have. I have songs that are just now. Walmart discovered my song Love Me Ole recently, and that was a nice check during Christmas time.
Thank time for that. That's a nice
shout out to that.
Like,
no
good
time.
Nice checks is coming, but that's an encouragement to people. Just do the work. Just do the work. Sow the seeds. And the harvest comes.
Yep.
It's inevitable. It's literally what it is. And if you got plenty of seed in the ground, you will never not eat.
Yep.
You will never not eat. And there's times when certain plants sprout up way later than the expected time. And that's what I'm realizing.
All right,
in my
life. Stay there though. I like what you just said. Stay there. Like, say that one more time, because
I don't know. I don't remember what I just said.
No, when you said
I'd be forgetting, because it's a download. Out of you, yeah.
But when you said it was something like, you know, like, man, I see. I wanted to focus on the word seeds. Thanks for that. Yes. See, Jordy.
See?
Somebody's listening. Let's clap for Jordy, man. This nigga, Aaron always steals the show. Aaron, clap too. AP
clap. But that was also your time to remember, and you sat there and just laughed at me because I forgot.
But let me tell you something. I want to say something important. The one thing that I love that you said, that if I could tell my kids can get anything from this, if anybody in the youth can get anything from this, it was keep planting seeds.
Yes. Keep planting seeds.
Stop, don't get discouraged because you planted some bad ones. Don't get discouraged because it didn't go right. Keep planting seeds because those seeds will come back. And you never know when it's going to storm.
Guaranteed.
Come on.
I'm telling you. The crazy thing about a storm is that rain comes.
Yep.
And what does every seed need?
Water.
But also, if every storm runs out of rain and it ends, the sun generally comes out after that.
Yeah.
And what does every seed need after it gets the water?
Sunlight.
It's sunlight.
Yeah.
So in due time, it's inevitable for you to see the harvest of the seeds that were planted. The work that y'all have done, the time that you've put in, everybody listening, artists that are pursuing, business leaders, visionaries, small business owners, entrepreneurs, the seeds, plant them.
Water them with whatever
water
you got.
Water them.
Whatever you got.
With whatever you
got.
You
got one drop of water, put it in there. It's okay.
Bro, I'm telling you, I am experiencing reward from relationships that I initiated years ago. There was a guy leaving your deal, Whitley, that remembers me being kind to him when people probably didn't even know his name.
Yeah.
Like that's what sowing seeds is. It's not just about doing the work, it's being the work. It's being the love you want back. Mm. Being the kindness that you want back. Mm. It's time, stop being a jerk. Stop being, that's corny. Being whack is corny. Being disrespectful is corny.
Yes.
Sow the seeds of goodness and integrity and you'll get that back.
You said something that I want you to stress right now. Not stress in a bad way, but in a good way. You are at the intersections. I want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about that because we don't celebrate intersections in this world.
No.
Like if you at the, like, I feel like we are at the intersection of music and media, right? But it's like, what is that? If it was a name, it would be easy. But you're at the intersection of a few different worlds. And yeah. I want you to say that again because Artist Spotlight is exactly about that. Spotlighting the artists. Mm-hmm. And most artists think it's about their music. No, it's about you. Mm-hmm. And you said that. I was like, damn. Can you repeat that, please?
So I am an anomaly. And there's lots of anomalies out there. So I don't think like I'm the only one that's different. Yeah. But I'm definitely peculiar in that my sound is not typical only R&B. It's not typical only soul. It's not typical only pop. It's not typical only folk. But when you hear it, you're hearing this gumbo of expression that is true to me. It's not typical gospel. And I speak to not only an intersection of genre, but I also speak to an intersection of faith and culture where the people that have either been hurt by the church or aren't messing with the church will embrace me and receive me, and the people that are in the church will embrace me and receive me. But I know that I have an assignment to help both understand that we bleed the same blood, that we feel the same type of pain, we hurt, we triumph the same types of ways. It's just a perspective. Mm-hmm. We just have to make room for the perspectives. I speak to the intersection of our race.
Yeah.
I grew up very multicultural communities.
Yeah.
You heard all the schools that I talked about.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was the only black guy in them. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the realities. Like, you know, and it's a wild thing. Like, I have the language for it. And for the longest, I was like, okay, not too much showing that. And now, Americana music that, you know, this Americana soul bag that I'm in allows me to now embrace all of these colors of my sound, and it's a wild space because it feels like almost like the Obama effect.
Yeah.
How I move, where they're like, yo, he gets me.
Yeah.
Or the Oprah effect, where Oprah can pull in some of her experiences and white women can relate to her just as much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really, really cool. I'm grateful for it. Kanye is a person that spoke to the intersection as much as he was trying to get on through, you know, the Jay-Z route. Kanye was a kid that grew up middle class and, yeah, you know, sure, with super
by the way,
educated.
By the way, he was probably the first intersection artist.
Yes.
In hip hop. By the way, because, you know, it might have been an intersection, but it might not have been defined. He was the first person that said, I'm where street and music and backpackers meet.
Mm-hmm.
And
polos. Yep. Us back wearing polo shirts,
yeah,
flipping the collars,
yeah,
like this was. And so for the longest it's a lonely road to be,
sure,
different. It's a lonely road to not be this or that, but I'm finding that at the end of the day, that's just how I was made, and I will find my tribe, I will find my people. That's just what it is, bro. And I'm encouraged by, you know, so many people that are doing it. There's an artist named Molly Music, PJ Morton.
Molly, yeah, PJ.
Speaks to intersections.
Shout out to PJ.
Chance the Rapper speaks to intersections, you know. But yeah, this is where I'm at, man, and I'm just wanting to be used to deal that hope, to let people know we're good, and you know that's even in the acting world. But yeah,
I'm gonna ask you a question that I don't ask most artists, but yeah, you're deserving of it. How would you like the fans to show?
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are, we can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV.
Show up for you, like, and what I mean by that is, like, you are like, would they, what I want people to understand is that if he was standing on a corner by himself,
yeah,
he would be screaming everything he's screaming. It's, yeah, not because a mic,
yeah,
is in his face.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you have people like that that's doing the work, it's kind of like, how do you want the fan to interact with you, right? Like, how do you want the fan to support you? Like, it's like Beyonce, right? If Beyonce says something, we wearing silver, they wearing silver today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, if we doing Americana, we doing Americana. But you speak to a very enlightened audience. So it's almost like, and I'm asking you that because it's almost like I need you, the fan, to tell someone else a fan. Because, or someone like you, because how do, and you're so needed. Mm. We still only, and I'm not saying you're this guy, but we still only have a Kirk Franklin.
Yes.
Like, we don't have a young one. We have a couple that is coming up, but I'm talking about like,
yeah, you're talking about that bigness, impact,
fans show up for, yeah, right? Because sometimes you might just be like, I'm a fan of your music, I like you, bye.
Yeah.
But that might not be the time. The time might be, I need you to stream this 5 times. I need you, because the mission is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than...
You know, I'm getting chills because today I had brunch with... my big brother Q Parker.
Okay.
Of 112.
Yep. It's my brother.
You gotta get Q Parker in here.
I love Q,
for sure. But we were talking about impact over fame. Mm. And there's a saying that that's on the Grammy Terrace. Where I saw you last during Grammy week. That Ray Charles is known for is the Ray Charles Terrace, where he says, I never wanted to be famous. I only wanted to be great.
Mm.
When I saw that, I'm like, that's incredible. I want to be famous and great.
Yeah.
And that's my truth.
Yes.
But then I realized what I was entangling was I actually more so wanted, I want impact.
Yes.
It's not the fame, because I have been amongst some of the most famous people.
I know you have.
I'm trying to talk to
people. You're always major, by the way.
And I'm always major. Mm-hmm. And that's why they want me around.
And that's why, and I'm asking, so crazy, as a fan, how do we support?
Listen, my thing is, I just want people to continue to share the music and not think that I'm all set. A lot of people think I am. A lot of people do not know that I'm an independent artist right now. They really think, because I studied at Berkeley, studied music business marketing.
Yeah.
So, like, my mind is always, I got to do this.
But you're let me tell you something.
It's not just that. My mama taught me the importance of, if you're going to show up well. Excellence is our only option.
Yeah.
And so I show up even if, like, that's why Harmony thought I was rich.
Yeah.
I was broke the day I talked to him.
You never
And
came
I,
up
I
like
had
you
this old beat up Mercedes, diesel fuel Mercedes, and they thought I was driving that because I like classics.
Vintage.
No. It was because that was the only car that my fraternity brother, shout out to the Alphas, my fraternity brother let me use that he wasn't using anymore. And it sometimes took time to start up.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we were leaving the studio one time and Rodney is driving, leaving the studio, and he's in his Bentley, and he thought I was wanting to race him. I said, "Nah, Rodney, you keep going."
Yeah.
He didn't know it took me.
By the way,
double the time.
I have a story like that. I was at a gas station. I just left the studio. I just left Tehran.
Yeah.
I wasn't managing him back then. I was just cool with him, and one of the girls in the group that he was writing for, I was just his driver. I was an intern.
Yeah.
She was at the studio, so she needed a ride home. So I'm like, let's go home. I'll take you. I'm in my beat-up car. And big boy pulls up to that Shell gas station at Howell Mill in a blue Bentley, two-door. Yeah. And I remember looking at him and looking at her. And, you know, I kind of had a little crush on her, but, you know, I was broke. I couldn't say anything. I was thinking to myself, if I was you, I probably wouldn't want to be here. You want to get home tonight? She was like, I don't, you know, women will make you feel so, I don't care about that. Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
Yes,
you I appreciate do. You telling me
nah,
that.
No, nah, no, nah, the right one I mean, will roll with you, because this is the thing. You didn't, in that moment, which you usually do, which is crazy, you didn't trust your cool, because you got a cool.
Yes, but
that can
but
make every moment.
And you don't know that. You so busy trying to fit in.
You don't know until it happens.
By the way, I didn't realize that I had that superpower. And I started moving in spaces and realizing I didn't influence all these people, where people that have million plus followers over me saying, man, that no, you told me something that it hasn't escaped me yet. And I listened to that word of advice every single day. And I'm like, yo, I didn't even realize I was impacting like that.
Last thing I'm going to say to you is something that I want to tell you that you do that. I don't know if it's you navigating on who it is, but you're always in the right space. I'm going to tell you a story. Watch this. I seen you. It was an event. And I think it was Faith Evans. Somebody won an award, and you was right there in the front, and you helped them up the stairs.
Oh, to help her up the stairs.
That was Faith. Who was that? Was
Faith
that
Evans?
Was Faith?
That was BET Awards.
Now watch this. So I'm watching.
I was actually nominated that year.
But watch this. But watch this though. I'm watching it though. Watch this. I'm watching it, Major, and I'm like, how the fuck does Major get to see? How you get right there? Like, it was like right in the middle. It was like a celebration of her moment too. It was like a lifetime achievement award. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. I gotta tell you one thing funny. Grammys last year, not this year. Last year, Jay-Z, I had great seats. Hov and Beyonce table was right there. They same as sat down. About 20, 30 minutes in, I see you at the table with them. And I'm like,
no.
No, you was at the table with Dez.
His guy.
His manager and his guy, but you were still.
And Fat Joe.
And Fat Joe, yeah.
So this is, let me tell you what it is.
How the hell?
Let me tell you, this is wild. My life has been a life of when I try to like get people to invite me in spaces, God's like, no, that's not how it's gonna happen. I'm going to place you where you're going to be. Stevie Wonder had his table up there, and he gifted it to Tammy Mack and Don Welch, a playwright. Tammy Mack is radio with KJLH. Yeah. And he gifted them seats to his table.
Yeah.
While they were there, they had two other seats, and I already had seats on the side. I was still close, but I wasn't on the main floor. Yeah. And I had already had seats, and they said, sit with us. And I'm like, are you sure? They're like, sit with us. And now you're good. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Stevie Taylor, baby. We have Stevie Taylor, baby. What are you talking about?
Now, mind you, when I get there, Fat Joe comes up there. He's not supposed to be sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And we're going to, I'm actually going to say it. He was very disrespectful.
Fat Joe was?
Fat Joe was very disrespectful to me. And I don't even care if this goes viral.
Why was he disrespectful to you?
Listen, he is a rude person to people he does not think matters. Mm. He didn't know who I was.
Mm.
But I said, there will come a day he will see. He does not know that I had an opportunity to tell somebody not to utilize him for something, but I still say, no, go ahead with Fat Joe. Exactly. But Fat Joe was very rude to me at that table. He was very rude to me at that table.
Exactly.
But anyway, he's nice to a lot of people, but he was rude to me there.
Got you.
We're at the table. I'm sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
Got you.
Even if you don't use it, I'm cool.
No, I use everything.
Listen, but at the end of the day, and I respect Fat Joe a lot.
For sure.
So it actually hurt me to see somebody that I admired. I was like, oh, he gets it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're at the table, and then Jay-Z's guy is there, because those are actually their other seats.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. So I go to sit back where I was, and then they're like, no, Major, come back. And so I sit there. But this happened this year.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's wife at their table said, come sit with us. So they have me right up in the front. This year, I had tickets way in the rafters that were gifted to me, and I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But something said, humble yourself and accept what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm way up in the rafters just enjoying, and I get a call, come sit with us. I'm on the front row.
Wow.
And that's the thing. It's there's a biblical thing that talks about being okay with being sat in the back, and they will welcome you to the front. Mm. And these moments keep happening for me. A lot of people don't know who I'm connected to.
Yeah.
So just be kind.
Yeah.
Just be a good person, because people will make room for you when they see you.
But, and to be honest with you, that's kind of where I want to end it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because a lot of the times we try to talk our ways in and out of things.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I want anybody watching this is, that's why I wanted to do Artist Spotlight. I want anybody watching this to see is that, dog, you're not alone in your struggle. You're not alone in your insecurities. You're not alone in your feelings of doubt. You are not alone in none of that.
That's it, bro.
You have, but you cannot allow those feelings to stop you from pushing forward.
Yeah.
And I wanted to showcase you because I wanted people to see that this is a guy who really just ended up here because we met each other years ago and was cool.
Yeah.
And for me, I want to put a light and show artists that you can be a good person.
Yes.
You do have to be patient.
Yes.
You do, but you also can't be afraid to, like you said, be humble to sit in that back.
Yeah.
And know that you belong in the front, but sometimes it's good to get that appreciation of what it's like to sit all the way up there. Yeah. So when you do get down there, you appreciate it. I just want you to know, bro, like, we really love you, bro. And like, this is the first artist spotlight that the artist hit me direct.
Yeah.
You know, every time I like go to Jack, I didn't say, nigga, you want to come Wednesday?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Jack, put him on, because if I can't stop what I'm doing to help a brother who's doing right, then what good am I in to all my brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
That's why we did this.
I respect it. I thank you. And like you said, we're all going through some things. So just be love. Be love to one another. Like, be love. You have no idea what moments mean to certain people. Even if you're frustrated, don't put that on people. Don't dump that on people. Just be love. And I'll even say, don't just expect to receive it. Just don't expect to receive it, but be the person to give it back. And try to hear with your channel of love, because life is lifing for so many people. My buddy's dad just died yesterday, the day before yesterday, while preaching in a pulpit. Life is short.
Yep.
Do it with love so you can enjoy what little of it or whatever of it we're given. That's Major right
and
there.
And I'm going to say the last thing before we go. Play My Life Is Better With You In It, and look in the mirror and sing it to yourself.
And and the song is Better With You In It.
I'm saying the lyrics.
Yeah.
Better With You In It and Why I Love You. And on that note, this is our spotlight. This is Major. Let's clap for Major. This is my brother right here.
I love
you. Hey, man, you the man, bro.
Oh, you the man. No, Major, hey, you're precious, man. Thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Bro,
yes, thank you for that.
Bro,
thank
you. Thank you're so you, much bigger you, than everything you. You're doing, man.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.